Sayyidina Aslam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states, Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would often walk around in Medina at night so that he could fulfill the needs of anyone. One night, he says, I accompanied him and we walked until he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu suddenly stopped at a home. A voice could be heard from the inside saying, Daughter, mix some water with the milk. Hearing this, the girl said, Mother, are you not aware of what Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has ordered? Her mother said, Daughter, what has Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had decreed? The girl said, Amirul Mu'mineen has announced that nobody should mix water with the milk. Hearing this, the mother said, Daughter, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is not watching us at this moment. How will he know whether you have added water to the milk or not? Go and add water to the milk. Upon hearing this, the girl said, By Allah, I cannot obey him in his presence and disobey him in his absence. Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, cannot see me at this time, but my merciful Lord, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is watching me. I will never mix water with the milk. Sayyidina Aslam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states, After hearing this, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said to me, O Aslam, take a note of this house. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu then continued to travel like this in the alleyways. When morning arrived, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu called me and asked, O Aslam, go to that house and find out who lives there. Also find out whether the girl is married or not. Sayyidina Aslam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu further mentions that I went towards that house and asked about them. I came to know that a widow and her daughter live in the house and her daughter was unmarried. After finding out this information, Sayyidina Aslam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states that I went to Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and informed him about everything. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, Bring all of my sons to me. When all of his sons gathered, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, Does anyone from amongst you wish to marry? Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Abdul Rahman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, We are already married. Sayyidina Asim bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu stood up and expressed a desire to get married. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu then sent a marriage proposal to that woman on behalf of her son, which she happily accepted. Thus, the marriage of Sayyidina Asim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu took place with that woman and they had a daughter. And that daughter gave birth to Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. My dear viewers of Madani channel, both the husband and the wife were Allah-fearing individuals. Sayyidina Asim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was a son of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. My dear viewers of Madani channel, as a blessing of being Allah-fearing, their generation was blessed with a child whose term of rule was also known as part of Khulafai Rashideen. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has an exemplary character whose lifestyle can be followed by any leader. This leadership is not only limited to governmentship. This leadership could be applied to any walks of life. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu married his son to an individual who was Allah-fearing. My dear viewers of Madani channel, when nikah is performed, it should be performed with individuals whose preference is more towards deen, whose preference is more towards religion than dunya. Meaning, when someone gets married, the preference should be given to the individual whose inclination is towards this deen, is towards the religion of Islam rather than dunya.